I think my favorite TV show of all time, I don't know if everyone remembers it, it was a dating show on MTV called Next. Yeah, some Next heads in the crowd. Like, not only to me is that the best TV show of all time, I think for real it was the peak of humanity. Like, you can't tell me that things have gotten better since Next was canceled. It's all gone, like, straight to the toilet. Next was the best. If you're not familiar, Next was a dating show on music television. And the way it worked was MTV would find like a young 19-year-old girl, and she'd be like, "Hi, my name is Crystal, I'm 19 years old, and I'm looking for a husband." And MTV would be like, "Crystal, great news. We found three guys, they're perfect husband material. They're all DJs from San Diego. And they've all been pounding flavored vodka on the back of this party bus all afternoon." And the party bus would pull up, and the first DJ would come down the stairs, he'd be like, "What up? I wear flip-flops." And then Crystal and DJ Flip-Flops, they would go on a date, right? And a date on Next would be, it would be like 3 p.m., Van Nuys, California. These two idiots would walk into a candy store, right? And make like anal beads out of Skittles, you know, like a date. And what usually happened is that, like, Crystal and DJ Flip Flops, there's no connection. She doesn't like him. He's using too many yellow Skittles. And at any point, she could stand up, get right into his face, and go, "Next!" It's fucking humiliating, right? This poor guy would have to get up, like, stoically walk back on the party bus and be like, "I got nexted." And the second DJ would jump up, go down the stairs and be like, "What up? I wear cargo shorts." And then Crystal and DJ Cargo Shorts would go on an entirely different date. It'd be like 4:30 p.m., Van Nuys, California. They go across the street to like a day spa and like wax each other's pubic hair. A date. What made the show amazing, though, was sometimes Crystal would catch feelings for the DJ. And instead of yelling "Next" into his face, she would go like this. She'd be like, "DJ Cargo Shorts, I feel like we have a really strong connection. So I'm gonna stop this date, and you have a decision to make. You can either leave right now with $1 for every minute we've been together. So you can leave with literally $37. Or you can come home with me and go on a second date." And that's when shit got good, because suddenly the perspective of the whole show flips to DJ Cargo Shorts' perspective and his conundrum, like, shit, do I take $37? I'm trying to get my dick wet, you know? Best show of all time, no question.
Catch Joe, Mandy, and tons of your other favorite comedians at Netflix's The Joke Festival, running from May 2nd through the 12th in Los Angeles.